Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Show your support for 45 years of The Rock. How are you going to do it? By getting that new That 70s shirt. Oh, yeah. Buy one today. Taryn, she is rocking it. She shows you what it looks like. If you go to the website, you'll see. I mean, it's a sweet, man. It's a sweet tee from back in the 70s. I'm glad they're bringing it back. Vicky, what's the status of mine? I want one.
It's in transit. You calm down. I know some people. I'll get you one.
Yeah, you calm down.
Yeah. Don't tell me to calm down. I want a cool shirt like this. Of course, you can get a cool shirt like this. Just go to KISW.com. That's where you can buy one for you. And look, I told you before, you know what's coming around the corner, okay? I hate to be that guy, but
Halloween, yes.
Yeah, you got to get it for Halloween. That's a great gift-giving time. Start buying stuff now for people you know that dig us, dig you, dig everything. Or buy it for yourself, and then you know what? When your family doesn't get you the stuff you want, you can open up your own presents and go, see, this is how it's done. Santa loves me. All right, so go to KISW.com. Get it done. All right, lots of talk about the dentist stuff going on, man. We'll start off with this guy who says that his dental mouth guard made his junk shrink. Oh, yeah. Big news that doesn't involve Donald Trump. I like to talk about this.
Yes.
Okay? I have big junk, and don't worry about my mouth guard. I'm fine. It's fantastic. Guy from Sweden just filed a complaint with the Swedish Medical Products Agency because he believes his dental mouth guard made his pee-pee shrink.
Jeez.
Says he got it about a year and a half ago to help him stop grinding his teeth at night. He wore it for 10 months. And by that point, he lost some length on his manhood and started having erectile dysfunction.
The funny thing is, I don't know if you knew this, but this person is someone that we know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a clip.
Okay.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No,
oh, Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Oh.
Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
Oh, that's what the trouble is when he's Terry Bollea, his penis shrinks.
Yep.
And when he takes the mouth guard out, he becomes Hulk Hogan again.
That's why when he wrestled, he never wore a mouth guard.
Ah. Now, here's the funny, bizarre part of the story. He says once he stopped using the mouth guard, he got his size and function back.
No. Come on.
He thinks the plastic that his dentist used caused the problem. The government is investigating it now. How do you?
Is this a thing, really?
I mean, if this is a I don't want to laugh at this guy if it's true because if like a kind of plastic in your mouth can, because you know, I mean,
now every football player is not wearing a mouth guard.
Yeah, dude, you see a lot of those dudes. Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
Hockey too. I mean, every sport.
Yeah, everyone's part. Everyone's chewing on a mouth guard, man.
That seems really weird. Like, I mean, are they gonna do due diligence and like have like a test subject where you have to wear this? And then they, I mean, like, whose job is it gonna be?
Who's gonna volunteer for that?
I'll do it.
You're married. You don't want to lose anything. Your wife might be pissed.
But they said it's coming back.
Yeah, but she's got to go through how much time?
Well, okay. It depends on how much money they're gonna pay me to be their guinea pig.
Yeah,
I'll do it for $5,000.
Here's the thing. If your wife is immediately on board saying, yes, sir, that's fine, then you know she doesn't like having sex with you.
No. No, but, you know, she wants a new car, and if I explain to her that we could get this car quicker if I do this study.
Ah. Oh, yeah, she'll use that as an excuse. Yeah, that's right, Steve. No, I'll miss it, but we need that new car.
She'll miss it. Don't try and speak on her behalf.
I'm just saying, you just be careful how quickly she's willing to let you go on this.
Well, I'm staying away from all plastic in my mouth now.
Flag that.
I'm trying to think of the spoons, forks.
Yeah, well,
I'm eating with my hands now, boys.
You got to suck on it though for like the whole night. Like you got to be sucking on the spoon. Well, it doesn't sound right either. I mean, you got to have the spoon in your mouth the whole night. Is what I'm saying because that's what
you
it was.
You don't know how I eat.
No, I don't. Who knows how you do things in life. Now, here's the other big news in the world of dentistry.
Okay, there's more?
Yeah, you know what, man? And this I got to tell you something. This is, I don't know how much money, but I would say probably $1 million industry if I had to say. The flossing industry. I know Crest went crazy and bought the Glide dental floss. They were like, oh, we got to have this. Glide's amazing. And right. So Crest bought it. Now the AP is looking at research on the benefits of flossing. And they got the Department of Health and Human Services to admit, quote, the effectiveness of flossing has never been researched as required, end quote. You know how we all get terrorized at the dentist for not flossing. They're like, you're out of floss, your gums and your teethies. And there have been plenty of studies on flossing, but none of them have definitively found that it helps you get rid of plaque or prevents gum disease. And the AP looked into 25 of the biggest studies and found all of them were unreliable. So why has the government been recommending that we all floss every day for almost 4 decades, if that's the case?
Are they getting a cut from all the floss companies or all the money that we spend on buying floss?
Honestly, dude, we're a capitalist society. I think you're onto it closer than anybody would think. Why do we do anything that's questionable? Well, is there money to be made?
That does seem weird. I mean, look, I'm not complaining. I floss, and I like flossing because I eat a lot of popcorn, and those damn kernels get stuck everywhere.
Well, there's that, yes.
So I don't mind flossing, but, I mean, it is kind of a if we've just been flossing all this time and it doesn't matter, that's kind of stupid.
I have to tell you, and it really irritates me because I heard an interview with a dentist because as soon as this news came out, people were like, you know, like the fancy news places were trying to get dentists on. And this one dentist was such a smarmy douche. You could hear in his voice, he's like, well, yeah, we've been kind of deceiving you. You know, you kind of had that tone. But you know what? We know what's best with our deception. And I was just like, man, I want to give him a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
You know, hit him where it hurts.
Can't trust those dentists, man. Can't trust them.
You can't trust anybody, Steve, honestly.
Trust me.
I mean, I'm tired. Like, the world of dentists and eyeglasses. My eye doctor makes me take this fancy test because he says he can tell if I got cholesterol issues by looking at my eye. And I think, and the thing is not cheap.
How much is it? I mean, a lot?
It's up there, yeah. It's, like, a couple 50 bucks an eye, I think, to look in my eye to tell me that I don't have cholesterol issues. He goes, oh, yeah, you won't have a heart attack. I go, how can you tell by looking in my eye if I'm going to have a heart attack?
But why would he use that as, I mean, I don't know.
It does. I'll tell you, it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I got cholesterol stuff, so it's nice when he tells me, rather than have to go check my cholesterol, he looks at my eye and tells me, am I an idiot? I am an idiot. Because I pay for it and feel good about it.
I'm kind of curious, like, how they're able to
determine. He looks at your there's blood vessels in your eye.
Wow.
And he can see whether or not they got cholesterol in there, and then he can tell you whether or not you might be in trouble.
Damn.
Now, I don't know if it works. I don't know if it's real. I mean, it looks like, I mean, he makes it sound like it's real.
It's sad that this is my way of thinking, but it sounds so ridiculous that I believe it must be real.
Well, we believe flossing is real, and the National Institute of Health, they summed it up saying, quote, well, you know what? Flossing is low risk, low cost. We know there's a possibility that it works, so we feel comfortable telling people to go ahead and do it. See, when something like this comes out, I can't convince my wife to trust the medical community because she can point to this and go, they're all a bunch of liars. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it's not really the best response to this study. Like, hey, man, we're not sure, but keep buying those floss packets and keep doing what you do.
Well, I asked, you know what? I just looked at the bottom of this story. I wondered how much money they make in floss. I thought it was millions. How about it's a $2 billion market around the world? By the way, $2 billion? A billion of it comes from U.S. purchases.
So we're like floss obsessive.
So we're floss obsessed. You know what,
that's why,
dude?
America's the best.
Are we really floss obsessive, or is it just all the dentists that keep buying them and give it to you in that little goodie bag? Because how many people actually really floss?
Dude, I get 2 per goodie bag.
Those
are free. They don't buy them. Those are free. They're getting those free, so they'll pimp them out to us so that we will buy the product.
Like a drug dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
First one's free.
Yeah, they're always. Though I have to tell you, I haven't paid for a toothbrush in ages because I always because you're supposed to have 2 a year. So I always, you know, she gives me the one, and I look at her, I go, come on. How about just between you and I, you give me another toothbrush and we'll call it even.
Wait, you only use 2 different toothbrushes a year?
Yeah, you change it every 6 months.
Oh, that's I changed mine do. Way more than that.
I thought it was every 3 months.
Oh, every 6. You're right, Vicky. Every 3. That's right. I use 4 a year. You're right, because I go to the dentist twice a year. I know math is hard for me. Yeah, every 3
I
months.
I change it every time my wife gets me a new one. Like a good wife should.
It's probably every 3 months, which is what they say.
It feels like it's even more than that. She always gives me a hard time because I'm way too aggressive of a toothbrusher because all my little like bristles are like just crushed.
Yeah.
Like I'm just slamming it against my mouth, that toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Flag everything. So,
somebody just said they looked up the eyeball cholesterol thing and said, what a trip.
Yeah.
That is weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you can get it done. I don't know if everybody in the world of optometry has the thing, but you know, and then there's always new stuff going on. Hair Club just got a colonoscopy and I'm bringing this up only because this will connect as it were.
Cause that's real nice just to throw that out there about our boss.
Oh, really? Is that people don't like to know you got a colonoscopy?
People are private about that.
What do you?
Now he's going to come to work, and everybody that works here is going to look at him a little different. Wow, now we get why he's walking a little funny today.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. See, I live my life that way. You know, I mean, you're right. Yeah. I probably should respect the privacy of a hair club. So hair clubs.
Check the oil, huh, hair club?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me put it a little bit more tactfully. Hair Club had his backside invaded.
Yeah. No aliens. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. He had Dr. Fisty McGee taking a look up there.
That guy is rough.
Yeah.
He tells you to floss, too. It's weird.
Well, Hair Club's got to quit he's got to quit the business. What's he doing running a station of idiots like us?
And he's calling in sick today.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So what they normally make you do is drink like this gigantic container of the ugliest tasting liquid you could ever have as part of the prep.
Worst part.
Worst part. Well, Hair Club went to a joint. It costs a little extra money. You know, it costs a pretty penny. They go, or we'll give you this smaller container. You drink this, and then you just drink water for the rest of the day. So instead of like, you know, an entire gallon or so of ugly tasting stuff, you take a quick shot of this stuff, and then you drink water, and then that'll do the trick. I'm like, man, I didn't even know about that. So they're always coming up with something as long as you're willing to pay the extra cash.
I'd be willing to pay extra cash for something like that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if you're saying, hey, extra bucks, you'll be less miserable. Sign me up.
Dude, it makes sense about the floss thing. How many years, I mean, have we been on the planet? I mean, all the animals don't floss, and then then you go to the pet stores and they go, your dog really needs to floss her teeth, so buy this special kind of bone they can chew on. It'll be like flossing.
Yeah.
And I look at my wife, you know, because of course.
12 hours later.
Yeah. My wife who says, the medical industry's trying to bilk us, as she walks into the veterinary industry and whatever they say they do, she does and pays them all the money. And it'd be like, oh, yeah, no, you're a smart consumer. Yeah, you're not getting
fleeced. Because we care about our dogs more than we care about ourselves.
Exactly.
I'm guilty of it.
But, I mean, I don't think we need – I mean, our teeth have been in our heads for how long? Maybe they're supposed to fall out. Maybe we shouldn't be living this long, and they're only supposed to last a few years, and we're supposed to be dead.
That philosophy, then don't take any kind of medicine.
I'm with you. I'm not taking a thing.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
One texter says, my sister-in-law used to work at a dentist, and she says none of them really flossed. It's kind of a scam, LOL.
Wow. See, F dentists now.
Are we declaring war on dentists?
Yeah, I was done with the medical industry. Now I'm done with dentists.
Okay.
Damn it. Hey, what happens when a grandma gets on Facebook to yell at everyone on her feed? Oh, you know what happens. It's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Unbelievable but true, but Steve Migs is making a rare appearance. Coming out of his Puyallup compound.
The ban in Kirkland has been lifted.
Yes, he can visit Kirkland. Hector's had a big, big part in that. 4 p.m., Hector's downtown Kirkland. Steve will be there. The Rock Girls will be there. And Miss Rock will be there. Yes, the hydroplane star is back. Kevin Ekrit, the entire CARSTAR team, going to be out there with Miss Rock. Nice. And, of course, she'll be on display for the hydros happening at Seafair this weekend.
I'm going to bring some a cloth and some water. I'm going to wash her before the big races.
Oh, a little lucky, lucky rub he's going to give her.
That's
lucky
right.
Polish. Prizes, food, drinks, more. Steve Migs. Check him out, man. Stevie. He's going to be down there with Miss Rock and the Rock Girls. 4 o'clock at Hector's in downtown Kirkland. You want more info? Just go to KISW.com. Click on calendar.
Now it's time for Facebook Drama.
Well, BJ, once again, here is our chance to point out the dumb things that are happening on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post and the drama that unfolds. And yes, we are acting it out. We've changed the names to protect the innocent and the stupid people. And big thanks to Troy. He emailed us this Facebook drama. So this time around, I'll be playing the role of Grace, the original poster. Sarah, you'll be Pam.
Oh, hey.
BJ, you'll be John.
Alrighty.
And Rev, you'll be... T- Tom.
Sweet.
All right, so the original poster, once again, is Grace. She's an old lady, and I'll be playing her, so I will take it
away. Oh, you're perfect to play an old lady.
Thank you.
People need to stop talking about my grandbaby, or get the hell off my land. Debbie is not in any danger.
It will be okay, Mama.
You did this to yourself. Your pictures are public. Anyone can see them.
Shut up, John. You're not helping.
I don't understand why you're so upset. Hope everything's okay. What happened?
Does everything look okay, Tom?
Mama, don't take it out on Pastor Tom.
Grace posted some pictures of Debbie playing with cat poop. People are saying they're going to call CPS.
Damn it. For the last time, I didn't know it was cat poop. I thought she ate it.
She ate the cat poop?
Damn it, Tom. I said I thought she made it.
Well, Grace, you wrote that she ate it.
Calm down, Mama. If anyone calls, I'll explain everything. There's no harm.
Speaking of explaining, will you explain to your mom that her Facebook page isn't her land?
Damn it, John!
This is why old people shouldn't be allowed to Facebook. Or drive, for that matter. Oh, dude, how disgusting is that? And she doesn't even have a clue the kid's playing with cat poop, and she's putting it on Facebook because she thought she made it. And then she wrote ate
it. What, like Play-Doh?
Oh, yeah, what a dope on a rope. Honestly, seriously.
I think that's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I'd rather see those kind of posts than any kind of political post.
I agree with that. You're absolutely right. They're much more entertaining.
We need more posts of kids playing with dung.
Oh, God, that's just so disgusting to me. Oh, a little kid in there hanging in the cat poop. Oh.
Is that CPS call worthy? It's just a stupid kid doing a stupid thing.
Yeah, you know, seriously, I mean, if I think back to my childhood, there was a lot of dumb things that happened that they would have called CPS on there, or worse than that.
Not to sound like the old guys, but like, I'm glad that social media didn't exist when I was younger. I think my parents probably would have been called all the time.
Oh, definitely, man.
I mean, because...
Yeah. All of our parents.
Right. Like... Just a dumb post.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if we're doing better or worse. You know, the pendulum always swings one way. I mean, we definitely needed to have kids protected better because I think there were a lot of kids that were treated badly in my generation. And it was my generation of parents that said, we're going to do better than this. DARE programs were created in schools. Here it is now. My kids are in their 20s. And I'm wondering, is the pendulum swinging the other way? We're now just overprotective, over-helicoptering our kids to the point now that they can't take care of themselves and that we're scared of our own shadows. I think you're right, Steve. It's like, look, you know, yeah, it sucks the kid was in there playing with cat poop, but it's not the first time that's happened. You know, I mean, really, you know, kids are kids. They get into all sorts of ridiculousness.
I just text. I was having a bad morning until that Facebook drama. Thank you. I was not expecting that to happen.
Yeah, that was, I just love grandma. You know, that's the beautiful part of technology is watching old people trying to interact with it. And Prodigy, Sarah, look forward to this when I, you know, in about 15 years or so, maybe when I can't figure out what the hell the new thing is.
Because
it just happens. I don't care who you are. When you get older, you stop being able to figure technology out. It just seems to be a thing that happens. And it's going to, you know, the blinking 12 o'clock on the VCR, you know, it's going to happen to all of us, man.
Yeah. I mean, I remember thinking my dad was just so dumb because I'm like, come on, just do it. And he's just, it wasn't even lazy. He just had better things to do than worry about trying to set a clock.
You got so much energy. And when you have low energy, you then really prioritize what you're going to do. And surely, like, caring whether or not you've got the blinking 12 o'clock, I get it. It's like, I'm not going to worry about that. I don't care. I'll look at my watch to know what time it is.
That was the thing. He's like, I got a giant clock right next to the damn VCR. Do I need the 12? Who cares if it's flashing 12 o'clock?
But if you want to tape a show, you got to have the right clock. I ain't going to tape a show. If I care about it, I'll watch it live. Who the hell tapes shows?
No, I mean, for him, it was, if I want to tape a show, I'll just have you be by the VCR to tape it for me.
Oh, there's
which
that.
Was my job.
And that's awesome.
And I grew, you know, you graduate from being the remote control for your parents when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have a controller, so it's like, put on channel 5. Okay, Dad. Turn up the volume.
Yep.
Okay, Dad.
That was me.
That was the thing.
Yep.
You were the remote control. So
I
then
was,
it became, you are now the timer. You are the DVR.
Yeah, you're the guy that makes everything work in the house. I'm that now for my mother-in-law.
Steve, you need to be home by 4 o'clock. You got to tape my show.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I guess I'll be home by 4.
Yeah. I want to play hockey, Dad. No.
Oh, man. See, now you can do it on your phone.
I know.
Yeah, you go, no problem, Dad. I got you covered. Just, you know, I'll get the app and I'll program your thing right around, right on my phone for you.
That's why I just find great joy in now seeing my dad like using, he has an iPhone, he's texting, he's sending a text. Like, I'm like, wow, he's really stepped up his game. Like, he used to not
he's
give
retired.
A crap about that. Yeah.
So you got more time when you're retired that you can, all right, I can put my effort towards this now.
You're right.
But, you know, when you're working and you're in your 60s and you're doing the 40-hour-a-week thing, that's all you got time for. And I could see my dad slowly, slowly just getting more and more like, don't bother me, because he still was doing the normal job he did. But as he was getting into his 60s, it was like, yeah, he's got no time for anything.
Yeah.
He's just making sure he can get there for his 8 hours. That's all he's got time for. It's not like he's a 20-year-old man anymore. He's, you know, he's in his 60s. He's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why, all right, I'll get up and change the channel. He's got no time for that.
Yeah, I guess if I don't do it, no one's going to do it.
Can't argue with him. I mean, he threw 100-pound bags of sugar on trains. That was his job.
Yeah, the last thing he wants to worry about is doing stuff at home.
So if he's like, hey, if I ask you to get up and change the channel, I think you can do it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? He would say that. Or, you know what, I'll bring you to work. You can do my job, and I'll change the channel. I'd be like, yeah, I'm a weakling. I'll go do this.
Dude, how about this text? It's ridiculous trying to raise children these days. I've had a father threaten to sue my wife when my 2-year-old knocked over his 2-year-old.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts. I can only
wow.
imagine what the playground is like now. It is crazy. I know people would have been mad at me. I tell that story where this one little kid's got this big metal rebar thing. He's swinging around at a party.
Yep.
And it was a gathering for some sort of pig sanctuary thing that my wife took me to.
What kind of cult were you guys?
I don't know. Save the pigs. It's, you know, it's the Pacific Northwest, Steve.
It's time to play Lord of the Flies.
Oh yeah, definitely, dude. It was nuts.
We must sacrifice the chubby kid.
So, you know, there's a kid running around with rebar. I don't know why there was rebar that he could have, but there he is with a piece of rebar swinging it around like a baseball bat with other little kids. So I see it, and, you know, like a true Northeasterner, I don't have to act by physically doing anything. I act with my voice. Because
yeah.
that's what gets
hey.
It done. That's what how I was raised. You hear your mother or father scream, and that just stops you in your tracks. So I'm like, hey! And the kid, it stopped the kid in his tracks. I go, put that down! And then all of a sudden, his mother comes at me and starts giving me grief. Who are you to talk to my child that way? Oh, you mean your child that's about to play, Robinson Cano with that girl's head?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's impaling children.
Yeah, I think, you know what? And then it was just, you know, then you get the whole matriarchal, you're a man and you're the reason why society is horrible with your loud voice. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, listen, Sally. You know what? That kid's parents going to be happy with me that she's missing an eye because of your dumbass kid that doesn't understand because you let him do everything. Seriously. You know, you're afraid to shock our children for anything. And the world is a shocking place. I love when parents try to overly coddle the kids. It's like the world is not a place where you get coddled.
At
right. some point, you're going to get shocked and awed by existence. This human existence will rock your world at some point. I think it's better if we teach people how to survive it at a younger age. And you know what? If a little yelling at the kid, especially when he's about to knock some kid's head off, is the way it gets done, I don't have a problem with that.
One texter says, have you heard the latest thing where they're banning clapping in an Australian school?
Oh, for crying out loud. Really?
And I'm trying to read this story.
Oh, wait, I can't play that.
Yeah. Silent. The teachers have found that silent cheers are a great way to expend children's energy and reduce fidgeting.
By silent cheers?
Yes.
Why would silent cheers be better than, like, noisy cheers? That's interesting. I'm not going to poo-poo it. Maybe if scientifically, if kids go, whatever, with their hands, if that does it, if that expels...
banning hugging as well.
Oh, you can't hug anymore?
They're suggesting high fives or a knuckle handshake.
What the hell is that?
What's fisting?
No, that's not called fisting, Steve. Fist bumping, Steve.
Yeah.
Fist bumping.
No, we're not going to have our children get involved.
You didn't say that.
No, you said isting fay, and we don't want anybody involved in that.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't say isting
fay
on the
ADO
rate. No, actually, I don't know what you mean when you say isting fay. Isting fay means it's going to go in the bad place.
I was showing you what I'm doing.
No, that's what they do in the isting fay videos.
Same thing, Steve.
Yeah, dude, have you not seen the videos? That's
no,
what happens.
No, I don't watch those videos. You guys
yeah.
are all the perverts I work with.
But,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I said something innocent, and you guys read into it. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, that was innocent.
All right, so what? Fist bumping.
Oh, yeah, fist bumping. That's what it is, yes. All right, yes, sir, our boy, Mr. Isting Fay over here. He was close to getting this one right, but still not able to figure it out.
What city is home for TV's Golden Girls?
Oh, man, I don't know. Fort Lauderdale?
No.
Chicago?
No.
It's got to be like Pensacola?
No.
Oh, people go to Florida.
Well, yeah.
Ah, you were close, buddy. You know, those guys, Blanche and the gang, Miami. Come on. You have a shot at beating Steve, 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure, behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.